T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Friday. 20 minutes away from probably talking a little bit more football. We're doing like a college football NFL no huddle mashup. Jason Butt's going to join us in just a couple minutes from the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a secret door number two that could potentially be coming up in 20 minutes
you
as well.
You can't keep a secret.
No, I can't. I can't. Well, I didn't tell him what it was. I'm just saying there might be a...
Giddy over there.
There might be a fun secret surprise coming up in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Also, we're giving away tickets today to see the Hawks play. So, you know, stay tuned. And you'll get your opportunity to go see the Hawks play on our dime.
That's right. And speaking of dimes, we're going to give away $1,000 in like 10 minutes from right now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons to stick around for the 11 o'clock hour.
And
including
this is so crazy because this code word just fits everything you just said.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Beautiful.
Yes.
The Wendy Zone at 11:40 as well. Time now for the NFL No Huddle, though, brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision Furnace Tune-Up, another way they make you smile. We go out to the WadeFord.com hotline and down to Mobile, Alabama, where Jason Butt joins us from The Athletic. He's the Falcons beat writer for that wonderful website. How are you, Jason?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Good, good, good.
Doing good and keeping an eye on a lot of the reporting that you've been doing from down there as we start to look ahead to the draft and look at all the holes that the Falcons need to fill right now. I know Javon Kinlaw is a very popular name down there. I know Thomas Dimitroff was talking about him earlier in the week. Is he probably the guy that they're spending their most time looking at, or are there some other names that the Falcons are really interested in as well?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're spending their most time there, because here's a guy in Javon Kinlaw that, you know, he's been mocked at 16. I would not be surprised in the slightest if after this week you start seeing him fall into the or go up into the top 10.
Yep.
So that's somebody that could wind up practicing and performing his way out of the Falcons' range if they decide to stay at 16. But one guy who's a similar position who unfortunately can't play this week that I could see the Falcons being interested is a Utah defensive tackle, Lakey Fotu. He's a big dude, 6'5", 335. Didn't really have as much pass rush prowess, but there is the ability to work on that, obviously, at the next level. But if you remember when the last time the Falcons' D-line was really getting after the quarterback and getting pressure, they had Dontari Poe inside.
Right.
They've really missed a guy like him the last couple of years. And to me, that body type is what reminds me of Poe, not necessarily play style, just the body type. And that's somebody that I really wish would have had the ability to play this week, but an injury ruled him out, so he's been relegated to the sideline.
Well, we've been saying that for the past 3 years, Jay, you know, that they need to go ahead and get a D tackle in the first round, and then they go wide receiver, then they go offensive guard. I mean, I don't know where they're going in the first round. I think the obvious need is some pass rush, but I want to get to the actual people that are on the team or may not be on the team, Jay. We've been talking the last couple of days about prioritizing who you bring back, who, you know, as far as your impending free agents. Austin Hooper, Devondre Campbell, Vic Beasley. Are you hearing anything one way or the other with any of those three?
Yeah, you know, with Austin Hooper, it continuously seems, you know, not good news for Atlanta. But you know, we've been down this route before where something doesn't seem good, and then last second something gets done. Obviously, you guys had the interview with Austin at the Pro Bowl where you know, he kind of finally spoke up for himself and said, if they want me, then pay up, give me an offer. It's something that with their salary cap situation, like you mentioned, they have to prioritize who they're going to be able to afford to bring back. And unless they can figure out a way to structure a deal that's going to give him the average annual value that he's looking for, which could be high tens, maybe even $11 million a year, then unless they can get a number that makes sense for the first year salary cap-wise, that's something that I'm not so sure that they're going to be able to make happen. And then from there, yeah, I think you look at Devondre Campbell, who also could then be getting a big payday by some team in need of an athletic linebacker in free agency. And then, as you mentioned, Vic Beasley is probably third on that list. But it's not necessarily looking great at this time. But you know, they have, you know, I'll give credit to Nick Polk. You know, he's a, you know, their salary cap guy. He tends to do a pretty good job of figuring out ways to get around their cap issues, which they've had the last couple of years. And so if they're going to make something happen with Austin Hooper, it's probably going to fall on his shoulders to try and figure out how to structure something that makes sense for both parties financially.
Are there other indicators or other factors we should be paying attention to when it comes to Austin Hooper as well? What I mean by that is last year with the Julio situation, well, we kind of had to wait for Michael Thomas, and then Julio did his deal. Are there other guys that are in the market that could be setting the market that maybe they're waiting to see what happens with them first with Austin Hooper in mind?
No, I think, you know, this goes back to something I heard during the middle of the season, is that the market's pretty much set for Austin Hooper. You know, definitely over $10 million a year. And I think guys, I mean, you look at guys around the league last year who got paid, I think Tyler Higbee, he was a guy, obviously Austin Hooper, I think everybody would be, you wouldn't be going on a limb, you know, by saying that Austin Hooper's a more valuable player to their team than Tyler Higbee is to the Rams. But Tyler Higbee's, you know, average annual value, if I remember correctly, is like $7.5 or $8 million a year. So the market's pretty much set for Austin Hooper. I think, you know, the fact that the franchise tag number is going to be around 10.7 for 2020, I think those numbers in of itself tend to go ahead and dictate what's there for Hooper. And therefore, when you're the Falcons and you're in a situation where you just don't have that much available at the present moment, you're working behind the scenes trying to figure out a way to free up space, whether that's determining who's going to come back, who's not going to come back, you know, when it comes to cap casualties, and also trying to structure that first year so that it's not too big of a cap hit in 2020. And then the silver lining is you got the upcoming CBA, which very well could increase the salary cap even more than it has increased over the last few years. So with all those factors in mind, that's why I don't think it's all hope is lost yet with Hooper, even though things aren't necessarily looking great at the moment.
And Jay, with that being said, if they do need to find some money to get at some salary cap space, a couple guys that are on the team, because I said this, guys, they say they play hard for Dan Quinn, which they did, and they say they helped him save his job. But in order for them to get better, some of those guys they were fighting for them are going to have to lose their jobs. At the top of your list, who do you think is that guy who they're going to have to make a hard decision on?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately for him, you know, the most likely candidate is probably Devontae Freeman. I don't think that, you know, any sort of secret at this point,
right,
you know, when it comes to talking about him. You know, but then at the same time, you're really only saving $3.5 million. You know, his cap hit's 9.5, 6.5 is on the books no matter what you do with him. So, you know, 3.5 there. And I think the really tough decision is Desmond Trufant. Basically, you know, he was having his best year of his career up until his second injury. And so you know, you can save almost $5 million by cutting him or trying to trade him. But at the same time, I almost wonder if a restructured deal is a better outcome with him, because do you want to go into the next season with Kendall Sheffield and Isaiah Oliver as your top two corners? I mean, they definitely finished the year well, but they're going to be a second and third year guy on the outside. So, you know, having a veteran presence like Trufant, and somebody who can stick with just about any receiver out there, you know, that's something they have to weigh. You know, Alex Mack's an obvious candidate. You know, you can save $8 million, but I just think that with who's behind, you know, really nobody's behind him at the moment, and the value he brings from an intelligence perspective and taking stuff off of Matt Ryan's plate when it comes to pre-snap reads, I just think that's one they're going to have to bite the bullet on and keep him when it comes to the cap ramifications, because while he's in the league last year and they can save $8 million a year, $8 million for the season, I don't know if the trade-off is worth it from that perspective. So really the top two guys you're looking at are Freeman and Trufant, and really Trufant's a guy that you really have to think hard about when you're making that decision.
Jason Butt joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Jason covers the Falcons for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at Jason H. Butt as well for all your Falcons news. We may be too far from the draft at this point to really say whether or not the Falcons would be willing to package picks to move up in the draft. But what about the idea that they're close enough to go all in on a guy like say Chase Young? Like, would Chase Young be enough to make the Falcons from 7-9 to what everybody wants them to be next year? Would he be a big enough difference maker? And are the Falcons that close?
I keep going back and forth on it. But at the same time, if I'm Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff, and I'm coming off the season that I just came off of, which is really the second in a row, and if you truly believe in your roster and you think that you're a Chase Young type of player away from getting back to the playoffs and making a serious run, then I'd have no problems going all in and making such a move, because if it doesn't work out, regardless one way or the other, you're probably without a job anyway.
Right.
You might as well take that major gamble at this point, if that is your line of thinking. Now, if you don't think you're a Chase Young player away, which I would not be surprised, considering the conservative nature at times, you know what I mean? I mean, Thomas Dimitroff has rolled the dice before. I'm not going to act like he doesn't. But obviously there have been times where the conservative approach has been what they've gone with. Not necessarily last year either, trading the second and third rounder for Caleb McGarry. But if they feel like they're not just one player away, then I can see why they wouldn't make such a move. But I have to mention, when you look at Chase Young compared to the other edge rushers in this draft class, you're looking at a guy who seemingly has all the tools, has every bit there in his arsenal to be a productive player from day one. And then when you get to the next group of edge rushers, you know, A.J. Epineza, the kid from Penn State, Gross Matos, I'm going to butcher his name, probably from now all the way up until the draft.
I was hoping you could teach us how to say it, because I don't know how to say it either.
Yeah. Well, those kind of guys, you just have the kid Weaver, the kid from Boise State. Mm. It just appears that those are guys who do some things well, have to work on other things, when it comes to being the full package. So it just isn't as strong of a defensive end class as years past. And so if you really think you're a Chase Young type of player away, why not? I have no problems if the Falcons decided to go that route and try to get that game-changing player they've missed the last couple of years.
Jason, we appreciate it as always, man. Great stuff.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, brother.
Jason Butt there from The Athletic down there in Mobile, Alabama, getting ready for the
Mobile.
Senior, Mobile, Alabama, getting ready for the game
cold,
tomorrow.
Man.
Is it?
Oh, no, I bet it's cold, because I went once. I went just to hang out with Big George, because he was still scouting and stuff. So, I was retired. I was like, I'll come down there. I ain't got nothing to do. Dude, I was down there for one day. I was like, I'm out. But I did get to go to that seafood restaurant that everybody goes to, like all the coaches and everything, which is, dude, man, so good. And I got, so good.
Let's react to some of what Jason told us, specifically the idea of trading up and being one player away after we give away $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
dollar. See, I told you it would relate to what you said earlier.
It did.
Dollar. I'm sorry. Dollar.
Dollar.
D-O-L-L-A-R. You have until 11:59 to text dollar to 72881. That is 72881 from your cell phone. Message and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive. For complete rules, visit 99thegame.com/rules. The signing bonus code word is dollar.
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 And if you win, you can get 1,000 of them.
Yeah, not dollar. You put the R on there.
Yeah, D-A-L-L-A.
Yeah, put the R on end of it.
So Jason, sort of along the same lines as us, I think, in talking about the idea of trading up for Chase Young. And one thing that was mentioned, Jarvis and I were talking on Twitter just earlier about the idea of that and the self-awareness that would be required to come along with a decision like that. Jason hit on it and said, you trade up for Chase Young. He's a home run. Great. Maybe he changes your entire defense to win more games.
Right.
You trade up for Chase Young. It doesn't work out. You're probably getting fired anyway.
Yeah, that's why I said, are you a trade? Are you a, you know, is, are you a trade? I'm about to call him Trey Young.
Chase Young.
Chase Young. Are you that player away? And I don't care what Jarvis said. I don't agree with him anyway. My boy, he was on point with that one. Him and JC, that was a great conversation they had last night.
Well, my issue is just, we talk about self-awareness as if it's a given.
Yeah.
And you and I talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
It just isn't. Like, what we perceive to be the reality with Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn is maybe true, maybe not. We don't know. I thought that these guys would be gone if they didn't make the playoffs last year.
But
they weren't. And that also would apply to what they think about their situation. Like, do you really think Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff are going into this year thinking to themselves, we got to do this, this, and this, else otherwise we're getting fired? Now, they should, But why would they think that way?
Because, like you said, we can get them damn draft picks back somehow. We can't get our job back.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like it. Yeah. If you feel like, because they got so many holes on this defense, I mean on this offense,
on both sides
yeah, of the line. Because if it's gonna take a haul to get from 16 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you know you ain't coming back one way or the other, go ahead.
We'll come back and react to a little bit more of what Jason said from the Senior Bowl. We've got a handful of other news and notes from both college and the NFL right after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football with former 92.9 The Game bowling champion Andy Bunker.
Big freaking deal.
And the best tight end in UGA history, Randy McMichael.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. It's kind of the College Football Corner. We're going to talk some NFL as well. Thanks again to Jason Butt for joining us in the last segment, live from the Senior Bowl. Some good insight from him, I thought, as to what the Falcons might be thinking and guys that they're looking at down there.
And it's still early.
Sure.
It's still early.
A lot of time.
And, you know, a lot of times, you know, Jason, he is so great at his job, and other reporters like him. But a lot of times the organization gives you what they want you to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure that, you know, 10-7 for us. I mean, but hey, that's the price. That's the price for you for a starting tight end in this league.
Say it again. 10 what?
10-7. Damn, Randy.
Yeah. Just wish maybe like 10 years later, you know?
Damn.
Yeah. And that's not, at least as far as I know, playing into the conversation that we were having about Austin Hooper yesterday or today. Like, there's no ill will. There's no bad feelings about a person. It's about prioritizing the money that you have and trying to make your team as good as possible as quickly as possible. Like, it's not about Austin Hooper, the guy, however you might feel about him, however you might interpret the audio clip that he gave to Caleb at the Pro Bowl and what he had to say about it. It's not about that. I don't care one way or the other, really, when it comes down to it, what any of these guys say. Like, obviously you prefer it if they are fun to talk to and they give you nice quotes and or whatever. Like, it would be great if everyone was like Ricardo Allen. But I don't care.
I just want guys to play like Julio Jones. I don't want that. I like guys with attitude. I like guys.
Sure.
You know how I am. I wasn't always nice in the media. You know, but it wasn't as prevalent as to listen to it. You know, so they've had sports talk radio forever.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't listen to it or pay attention to it. We didn't watch these shows on ESPN and stuff. It wasn't on in our locker room. We didn't care about stuff like that. Now they care more. As far as they got rabbit ears, they care what your opinion of them is. They can always say, "I don't care what nobody say about me." Knowing damn well,
yes, you do.
As soon as you get to your phone, you put your name in there, hashtag whatever. And so you can see what everybody said about you. You know what I'm saying? I like people who are, if you say something wrong about me, I like guys that's not afraid to say, like, why, you know what I'm saying? I like that part about it.
Yeah, my point is I don't really care one way or the other. Like, be yourself. Be however you are. I'm talking about making this football team, or at least what I think it would make this football team as good as they possibly could be as fast as possible.
You ain't got to speak to us or nothing. Just win.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care.
Because I don't think anybody, I think when your team is going through what the Falcons went through, you know, at the beginning of the season, it makes it seem like, oh, they're dumping on us. Oh, the Midday Show, everybody's dumping. No, we're not. We're just talking about the actual game itself.
Yeah. You lost more than you won.
You lost more than you won.
So that's it.
But I'm saying, when I've been through these seasons, it makes you a little bit more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It does, the criticism.
Sure.
Or they always go with the, well, you don't know. You ain't never been through it. I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You have.
I have. But I mean, and again, I think Hooper's a good player. Is he franchise? Because the franchise player on your team, a lot of times he should be one of the top players because that's how they take the average. He should be that elite of a player. I just don't look at him as that type of player. Not saying he's not going to get that money, because somebody's going to give it to him. But that's how I view the franchise tag.
Yeah, and an interesting interesting statement from Jason Butt when we talked to him about 20 minutes ago about Hooper, and just sort of like every time something is said, whether it's from Thomas Dimitroff or the organization, it kind of feels like not good news,
right?
Like they're further away from something getting done. I don't know what's going to happen. There's still plenty of time for them to get it done, whether they franchise him, try to work on it before the season starts, whether they offer him a contract or he gets out there in free agency and sees what other teams have to offer. I don't know. That is just one of the things the Falcons have to deal with this offseason, though. Another one of the things the Falcons have to deal with this offseason is where to free up some other money. Mm-hmm. Jason Button mentioned Devontae Freeman's name. Here is Thomas Dimitroff, though, from the Senior Bowl, talking about running backs in the draft and also his current crop of running backs that are employed by the Falcons. Mm-hmm.
I think there are some really good backs, you know, in those middle rounds. I've always been really strong on that idea. We like where we are right now with our group of running backs, and we'll see how that all plays out. But versatility with running backs and toughness and durability is going to be important for us as we move forward with that group.
Right, because that's another – if I'm talking about three biggest needs that the Falcons have going into this offseason, is you got to get guys on the defensive line, whether it's a tackle or an edge rusher, and that are, as you put it, a war daddy. You need a little bit more help on the offensive line, and you need a running back, because at least that's how I look at it.
Right.
Now, that's Thomas Dimitroff saying they're happy with what they have. If you go back and remember what Dan Quinn said at the end of the season, he was lauding praise on Devontae Freeman in the season that he had. I don't know, maybe they watched something different than me, but Devontae Freeman, to me, did not look like a guy that I feel comfortable being my number one running back. Last year, wasn't it?
Right.
What would next year? Why would next year be different?
And there's some good running backs in this draft, too. I mean, of course, you know that Swifty's number one guy. Then, mm-hmm. of course, Jonathan Taylor. I think I saw some people, a lot of people mocking J.K. Dobbins. Mm-hmm. Cam Akers is a good football player. I really like Keyshawn Vaughn, a kid out of Vanderbilt.
Really
I mean,
good.
there's some guys, McFarland from Maryland. Clyde's Hilaire. He reminds me a lot of Devontae Freeman in that type of build. But, yeah, you got to get you somebody in here, man, because it's nothing against Freeman, because we wanted him – because I remember when our show first started, and we were up there at Flower Branch, and we put so much of the success of this team on him. Like, he's back – because all we can do is go by what you're telling us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We didn't go to practice. We didn't see Devontae rehabbing and all that stuff. All we can go by is what the head coach and the quarterback and his teammates are telling us. And everybody said, oh, he looks like the old Free and all that. And you saw some flashes of it last season, but you didn't see enough of those flashes. And so, I mean, it remains to be seen. Somebody that's deep embedded in the brotherhood going to have to leave the brotherhood in order to get some war daddies in here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Plus, also, you could save $3.5 million if you do it. And that seems, I don't know, callous or something like that. I don't know that it is. You're trying.
It's the business,
it, exactly,
man.
It's business.
It's business.
Like, it's not personal. I like Devontae Freeman. I loved watching Devontae Freeman in 2015 and 2016.
It's business.
When he was that guy. And he was paid to be that guy, and he hasn't been that guy since then. So, I don't know. Maybe that's just what they're saying. Maybe it's a lack of self-awareness. I'm really not sure. It seems painfully obvious that you need more explosiveness from your running back position that you don't have right now. But again, there's a lot of time. A lot of time between now and the draft. A lot of time between now and the combine. A lot of time between now and when they actually decide to move on from these guys and free up that cap space. So that means there's a lot of time for us to speculate, and we will continue to do that because Falcons were 7-9 last year, and that just wasn't good enough. They need to be better next season. All right, a couple of other things going on around the NFL today. We know that Eli Manning is retiring. He had his press conference today, and shout out to our guy Brian Gebhardt, the resident Giants fan. We were talking about Eli Manning in the other room and the complicated relationship that Giants fans have with him. I think Brian put it pretty well. He's an average quarterback that played great in the playoffs twice. But luckily, playing great in the playoffs twice meant that they won the Super Bowl. Eli Manning's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's going. We can debate it all you want. He'll be there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just classy. He's always been classy, man. I can always tell you that about Eli. That's why we were over in the control room during the break, and I was like, dog, I remember Eli came in the league and all the hype behind it and everything, being another Manning. And I remember draft day and him not wanting to be a Charger and all that. And now you watch him, you know, just go out throughout his career, and you know, of course, they're going to retire his number and all that stuff. But I mean, it's great. What they say, since '97, this will be the first like season without a Manning.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It is. It's a really, really long time to be in the NFL. They also combined to make the most money ever by siblings.
Yeah, you hung up on that.
It's just a lot of money.
It is a lot of loot.
They combined to make $500 million just in NFL salary.
And they said their dad,
between the two of them.
And they said Archie picks up the bill still at dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I was like, that's crazy.
Did you hear what Peyton said about Eli and Archie? He said Eli's his third favorite quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
Archie's first. Okay, that's fine. That's your dad. Who's second? Dan Marino. I mean, Dan Marino is really good. Don't get me wrong. But I need to be your second favorite quarterback if I'm your brother.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right, if I'm my brother's third favorite radio host, then
you're gonna punch him in the
me
head.
And my brother have a problem.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I like Dan Patrick, and you know, I like Dukes and Bell, and then I like, no, I need to be your favorite radio host,
they,
all
right? They better not say that around me. But we know one thing, though, and it might be some furniture moving, and Brian, you make sure that you get like a radio replay or something, because Joe's here. Mm-hmm. And Joe just walked up to that glass with a lot of swole in his chest. You know, so he's sucking in a lot of air right now. So
now, first and foremost, I'm surprised Joe Patrick had the guts to show his face around here.
But
today,
the thing about it is my view, I can tell when he leaves the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And that's a long hallway that a lot of people don't go down, up and down, you know what I'm saying, to get into the studio. So more than likely, mm-hmm. it's going to be a replay because me and Andy are going to be putting foots up in Joe. All right. So if Joe gets up here and he says his first update, he sounds like when Steve Holman got hit with that ball.
You'll know why.
But you'll know why.
Yeah, you'll know exactly
why. Because me and Andy done lumped him up out there in the hallway. All right. That's all I need. And that's that.
Yeah, it's going to be on. Ed Orgeron got a big extension from LSU as well. 6 years, $42 million. Yeah. I know there's a lot of different escalators and things like that go into that contract. Here's the deal. If Ed Orgeron never repeats what they did last season, which is entirely possible.
He's good. Because I always say this, how long does a Super Bowl and how long is a national championship, how long does that get you?
It depends on where you are.
The thing with LSU is that the guys that they lost, they always replace those type mm-hmm. of guys. That guy that was throwing the football is what has led to the resurrection of what happened to LSU last year. Who's going to be Joe Burrow? Because Delpit and they look at the guys in the league right now. They played the secondary for LSU.
Right.
They're going to be all right over there.
Yeah, they're going to get more defensive backs.
They got 3 5-star running backs.
They're going to get more
right
linebackers.
You know,
they're going to get more wide receivers.
It's that dude pulling the trigger. Do they get another one of him? Because Ed Orgeron, LSU is going to consistently win 10 games, mm-hmm. 10 11 games.
That wasn't good enough for Les
Miles.
That wasn't
good enough.
And I don't know how long it lasts. I really don't know. I don't know if Ed Orgeron gets more slack because he's from there and people like him a lot. I really don't know. But either way, it doesn't matter. He's got a national championship. He went 15-0, and he's got $42 million, plus all the money he made before that.
Yeah.
It's good for him.
He's paid.
He's living good.
Hey, join the Atlanta Hawks. They take on the Washington Wizards this Sunday at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is at 6. Get your tickets today at hawks.com/tickets, or stay tuned in today because we're giving away some.
You know whose name I like in the NFL draft?
Who's that?
And it's just because I like his name.
Who's that?
Lloyd Cushenberry.
Oh, the center from LSU.
That's right.
So,
speaking of LSU.
They were showing videos.
It's just a fun name to say.
He was mashing out down there.
Falcons, hey, Alex Mack saved you $8 million if you move on from him.
And he's a day one starter, too, at center.
That's right.
Day one.
We'll come back and get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams is going to join us in studio next. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, this beat's so hard.
One of the great beats of all time, Randy. It's a Hall of Fame beat. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
Everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boom shakalaka.
I just realized I haven't been soliciting for Sports Jeopardy questions at all.
Yeah.
We need to be doing that, right?
Yeah, we should, Andy.
We should, yes.
Sports Jeopardy is an hour from right now. Me versus Randy today, next Friday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Is the winner of our Papa Shot contest tomorrow night at the Game Bowl. If you can come and get the best score in Papa Shot tomorrow night at the Game Bowl, which is, you know, just shooting baskets on a mini hoop, then you can play against Randy in Sports Jeopardy next Friday. As for today, we just need your questions because Randy and I are going to play against each other like normal. Send them to Wendy on Twitter or on Instagram, at Wendy Radio. Send them as a direct message.
Direct message.
Send the answer.
Direct message.
And don't be a creep.
And direct message.
And direct message.
Because they can see your questions if you just simply tweet at me.
And so I will cheat.
Yes, Andy,
he will. Yes,
Andy will definitely cheat. So
yes,
direct message me your question at Wendy Radio on Twitter, on Instagram. It's always a direct message, so you can send it there as well, the same handle. I see this account often. I'm just browsing Twitter, and I browse Twitter during the show. I do some of our social media, and this account always seemingly comes up at the time where I'm the most hungry.
Hold on. You're always hungry, Wendy.
Well, this is true.
Yes.
But it's almost lunchtime.
It's almost lunchtime. So, I mean.
I'm going to eat some skins, and Sean got some of that Fox, that Frank hot sauce. Why'd you put it all in the bag of skins and shook it up?
My God.
Oh,
can I try that?
Yes.
I've never tried
You'll
that
love
before.
That.
Yes,
you
so
should
good.
Do it with regular Ruffles, too, if you just pour hot sauce in the bag
great.
Of Ruffles. Game
that's
changer.
All, that's
At great. My house right now, by the way, 9 different varieties of potato chips. A lot of potato chips happening at the house.
As there should be. There should always be a variety of potato chips in everyone's house. And I know we were talking about bologna. Like, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but me and Randy are still big fans of bologna. We'll eat bologna sandwiches if it's around.
Yeah.
But this account, Fox Brothers Barbecue,
yes.
decided to tweet this out today. It's the Carl Louise, Breweries. It's a house-made pit-smoked bologna, melting pimento cheese, barbecue mustard, pickles, and Fritos, all on Texas toast, which is the best kind of bread you can have any kind of sandwich on.
I looked up the account because I've never been here before.
What?
Yes, I'm on the way after this. So you said they listen to us?
I think so.
Expect me around 2:30 today. Yeah, I'm going off in here, and I'm going to go put a hurting on this menu.
See, Fox Brothers, because people ask us about the best barbecue and best places all the time, and I always forget to mention them because they have a couple different spots.
Right.
They got one at the Battery, and they got one over there on DeKalb Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I'm all, because they're not a chain, they're local, but there's a bunch of different spots in Atlanta. They're the best barbecue.
I've never had, like I said, I've never had it, but today I will have, because look at it. My wife's a vegetarian now, so she don't cook for me no more. And so I don't feel like cooking.
Yeah.
So I can, and then she's going out with the girls tonight, so that means I'm on my own for dinner. Yeah, I might go put a hurting on this place.
Yeah, everything's good.
Yeah.
Well,
Everything's good.
I was scrolling some more. They're doing Super Bowl catering, too. So, I mean, if you want to be a winner among your friends, that's an easy decision.
That's a great question. Should we save for AMA the question the guy asked us about how to watch the Super Bowl?
Yes. That is a good question.
That's a great question.
We will save that for the
for the Ask Me Anything, because it's a good one. But yeah, I just got immediately hungry. Thought I would bring it up because it looks so good.
Yeah, and I was looking down
my
nose.
I already retweeted it.
I was looking down my nose at bologna sandwiches last week. Not anymore. Yeah. I'd eat that one. Rocks, that looks Fritos on it? Anyway.
But look at
when you're not
cheese.
Hungry, you become average.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm not average because I'm starving.
I'm going to put a hurting on this one.
Thanks, Tavo. Yeah. Well, also on Twitter yesterday, and it happened, and they made the announcement just after I got done with the Wendy Zone yesterday, and I had to bring it up because I was in literal tears watching a video Atlanta United released yesterday, and I'm talking about the newest addition to the Atlanta United squad, and his name is Spike. Spike is a Labrador retriever who is training to be with America's Vet Dogs to be a service dog for a veteran or first responder with disability. So he is joining the club. It says on his bio, because Spike has a bio, if you haven't seen Spike's picture, I have also retweeted many of pictures at Wendy Radio as well. He says, through my training, I will provide a veteran, active duty service member, or first responder enhanced mobility and allow them to live with pride and self-reliance. My goal is to help my handler live a more independent lifestyle. America's Vet Dogs, the nonprofit that I come from, specializes in placing highly skilled service and guide dogs to individuals with physical injuries, PTSD, hearing and vision loss, among other disabilities. So he's going to be training, socializing, experience a variety of events with Atlanta United, going to be at all the matches to prepare him for his life as a future service dog.
Pretty cool.
And he's adorable.
Great. Pretty cool.
It's great. I mean, it's a great service, first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Secondly, I'm sure Atlanta United was planning on doing this anyway. Like, this is something that they were going to do. Like,
of course.
With Spike the dog. Solid timing. People upset about Julian Gressel. People upset about... Well, I'm not saying, you know, but if that had anything to do with it, worked on me. I'm not upset about any of it anymore. You have a cute dog, and his name is Spike, and he's going to be at all the matches. I'm good.
And Atlanta United, I know
all
you're listening.
All is forgiven.
I know someone in Atlanta United is listening. If Spike would like to make a visit between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., any of the days between Monday and Friday, if Spike would love to visit, I would be gladly acceptable... accepted for his appearance
now,
here in the
Spike
studio.
Spike might not go back with you.
No.
Because, you know, where'd Wendy go?
I'm going to steal Spike.
Wendy steals
Wendy
Spike.
Stole Spike.
No, I can't steal Spike because he's going to be doing a great service. So for veterans. So I think it's a great thing that Atlanta United's doing. He's also got a Twitter account, which I already follow, of course. It's at @ATLUTDPup on Twitter and also on Instagram.
I stole their idea yesterday, too. I was like, oh, cute dogs getting a lot of social media buzz? I'll just tweet a picture of my dog. That'll be an easy way to get some likes. And it worked. there's Boone staring out the window in a flannel shirt, which he was wearing. And it was highly adorable. So I got a few likes off of that. Mm-hmm. I am not above the cute animal like.
No.
Do Fox Brothers take call-ins?
Like,
I call in and pick it up? I'm sorry. I'm just...
Yes,
me.
Brandy.
Sorry, I see what I'm getting... I'm taking home.
What are you going to get?
I'm going to get the fried pickles and jalapeno chips.
Those are really good.
I'm going to get the...
actually, everything's really... The menu's good.
I just lost it. The Texas fries.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting those...
The Texas fried ribs. Or fried ribs, what?
Yes,
the chili ribs. Chili mac and cheese is unbelievable.
Then I'm going to get...
So good.
Get the whole rack of ribs.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for me.
Oh, I was like, are we all coming over? Are we all having dinner?
Just for me. Yeah.
We got to get a solid base down. It's Friday night.
I'm on the way. It's Friday night. And I ain't got to work tomorrow. It wouldn't matter if I had to work tomorrow anyway.
But still.
Yeah, I gotta.
You're gonna sleep real good.
Keep it coated.
Put the pedal to the floor even harder if you want to tonight.
Dude,
you don't have to get up in the morning.
I gotta get up in the morning. Then she gonna be gone.
It's perfect. Well, we'll do one story opposite of Spike and a feel-good NFL free agent. Antonio Brown turned himself in at a Florida jail Thursday night following accusations that he and his trainer attacked the driver of a moving truck that carried some of his possessions from California. Now, this morning, his bail was set at $100,000, ordered to undergo a mental evaluation. He's also been ordered to surrender his passport, wear a GPS monitor, make no contact with the alleged victims. And this one might be the toughest for Antonio Brown, not engage in social media. So we'll see how he handles the social media part.
I'm curious under what grounds. Can he, like, he can't tweet? He can't Grammin? I mean, that'll be an interesting thing.
I don't know. I don't have the entire list of details. But, yeah, it says not engage in social media, which means can't be on social media.
Yeah, it's gotten from, it was kind of funny at one point.
No, it's
and
now
it's just
now sad.
So, I
it's
mean, whatever sad. Help it is that he needs, hopefully he gets it. And because he's hurting people around him.
That, like, mental
that's
health.
That's the thing.
So,
yeah, he's got to do that.
You got them babies, man.
Yeah, you've got children.
You got them babies.
Well, he's got within 10 days to do the mental health evaluation as ordered by the court. So we'll see what happens next.
Not good. All right. Thanks, Wendy.
You got it, guys.
We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. Smoking Joe Patrick about half an hour away, too. Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.